This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. China is reporting its biggest daily drop in new coronavirus cases since the outbreak began more than 2 months ago. We have a report from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The new figure is a notable drop from the 1,749 cases recorded the previous day. China's National Health Commission says just under 280 cases were deducted from the daily report after nucleic acid tests showed negative results. It's now discounting cases that come back negative after lab tests. The reduction in new cases in China can also be accounted for by health workers ceasing to diagnose patients on the spot and further refinements in the way symptoms are classified. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A 43-year-old man shot and killed nine people in Hanau, a suburb of Frankfurt, Germany, overnight, and federal prosecutors have taken over the investigation. Authorities suspect racist motives. The deadly spree began in a hookah smoking bar, where several victims were murdered, when the assailant continued his attack less than 3 kilometers away. The gunman later was found dead in his home, where he lived with his mother. Some of his targets were said to be Turkish. The attack comes amid growing concerns that far-right violence is becoming a fact of life in Germany. The Hesse State Interior Minister called the Hanau killings, quote, an attack on our free and peaceful society. U.S. President Donald Trump's longtime friend and confidant, Roger Stone, is scheduled for sentencing in federal court today here in Washington for his felony conviction for lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstruction of justice, stemming from the 2016 Russian election meddling probe. Prosecutors recommended Stone serve 7 to 9 years in prison, but U.S. Attorney General William Barr overruled them, saying they had been too harsh. Trump congratulated Barr last week for taking charge of the Stone case. All of this as the president falsely proclaims himself as the chief law enforcement official in the United States. From Washington, this is VOA News. For the first time, a Democratic presidential primary campaign debate included an appearance by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and he was the prime target in the NBC event. Joe Biden attacked on Bloomberg's stop-and-frisk policy as mayor.
A terrible idea. Let's get the facts straight. Let's get the order straight. And it's not whether he apologized or not. It's the policy. The policy was abhorrent. And it was, in fact, a violation of every right people have. And we are the one. Our administration sent in people to monitor it. And at the very time, the mayor argued against that.
Bloomberg and Senator Bernie Sanders engaged on workers' rights.
I want workers to be able to sit on corporate boards as well, so they can have some say over what happens to their lives.
Mayor Bloomberg, you own a large company. Would you support what Senator Sanders is proposing?
Absolutely not. I can't think of a ways that would make it easier for Donald Trump to get reelected than listening to this conversation. It's ridiculous. We're not going to throw out capitalism. We tried that. Other countries tried that. It was called communism, and it just didn't work.
Whoa. Bloomberg tried to score points on taxes.
The rich aren't paying their fair share. We should raise taxes on the rich. I did that as mayor in New York City. I raised taxes. And if you take a look at my plans, the first thing I would do is try to convince Congress, because they've got to do it. We can't just order it, to roll back the tax cuts that Trump administration put in with the through Congress.
Senator Elizabeth Warren sharply challenged Bloomberg to release the settlements he's made over sexual harassment allegations.
Mr. Mayor, are you willing to release all of those women from those non-disclosure agreements so we can hear their side of the story?
We have a very few non-disclosure agreements.
How many is
that? Let me finish.
How many is that?
None of them accuse me of doing anything other than maybe they didn't like the joke I told.
There are concerns coming out of the American intelligence community over President Trump's choice for the nation's Director of National Intelligence. Now the outspoken ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell is a strong Trump loyalist with no intelligence background. That's prompted concern over his chances for a permanent position rather than acting appointment, which does not require Senate approval. President Trump last night continued a pattern as he worked to upstage the Democratic Party debate with a re-election campaign rally. It was held in Phoenix, Arizona. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.